This week's shiur is sponsored by the Leshkowitz Mishpacha Lina Nishmas, and of Tori Tzvi Ben Mehuda Leibish, Olav HaShalom, Agos HaShkoyach HaShiva for coming. Say a shiur.
It's a gewaldig shiur, as always. I actually look forward to this shiur. Okay, today we're going to talk really, it's a greater inyan, so I'm going to try to be koilal as much as we can, share with you a yisoy that I heard from my Rebbe Rav Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzal many years ago, which to me gave me a different understanding in this whole chazoke, the ganze inyone chazoke, when you get til chaznide. So we'll touch upon, I'm going to start with an Eidah B'Yehuda, which I put into the Ma'amakayimus. I don't know how much the Eilim go through the Ma'amakayimus. I don't know who is the Eilim. Is that the Minigir? They go through the Ma'amakayimus?
Some do.
The person who gave me a ride, I have their keys. I think it's exciting to work with the keys. The Noi de Yehuda in Simen Nun Hei, he's really coming to answer Akasha in Ilchas Nideh. But Be'emes, in his Teretz, he opens the door to a tremendous Ha'ora in Ilchas Nideh. Tremendous Ha'ora. It's the beginning of Simen Nun Hei. He says like this. He's being oymed on, I'll tell you because of Nimritz what he's being oymed on. He's being oymed on, there's a famous machlekes of Vestis, the Reise Vestis. Vestis the Rabbonin would mean that in the Reise, even if a woman's Vestis passed by and she didn't do a bedike, in the Reise she's mutter. So you're allowed to be with her. I didn't a bedike, the bedike is the Rabbonin. In the Reise, so the Chayre what it means is that in the Reise no such thing as a Vestis. Midrash, either you became an Eden, you didn't become an Eden. It was a vessel. That's the Pashtus. But then there's another halach. The other halach we learn out of Yizalotom, it's like Gemara and Yivamis, Oine Samuch Leveset. All of you, I'm sure, remember from Nachta Chasin Yom. Oine Samuch Leveset, either it's 12 hours before the Arzuru is, 24 hours before. It's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch Pashtus is only 12 hours. The Gatzah Belt, today they don't even teach Chasanim that there's such a thing as a 12-hour. They only send the Or Zeruah 24-hour. Oy nesamuch leveset. When Rav Gedalia Nagel put out a safe in Ilchas Nideh, Talmud Mubik of the Chaznish, I think Chaznish told not even to bring down the Or Zeruah. Today they don't even bring down the Das of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Achshav Dovah. Lemaise, the Gemara in Yevamah says that Oy nesamuch leveset is Yisra Darais. Oy nesamuch leveset is Darais. Gemara learns out of the Pasuk, he's out of so some vizaltam is bnei yisrael mitumaso. From here you learn that you're not allowed to be with your wife. Oine somuch leveset, right? The oine before the veset. So again, so if you learn like the Raivad and those rishonim that say that whole gemara is asmachte, so no kasha. But if you learn the Raisa like many rishonim learn, so then how do you have oine somuch leveset? The veset's the rabbonim. The veset is the precise moment that the woman received, became an eden, the previous month. Whether it's a vest hachoshish, whether it's a vest hafloge, however you're calculating it, right? It's the moment, that's the veset. The veset is that moment that you became an eden on that particular yom. The oyma samuch veset is the beginning of that period of time, right? The beginning of that 12-hour period of time. So she became a needle marshal 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Already from Alois HaShachar begins the Oine Samuch Leveset. Okay, according to Alois HaShachar, starts the Oine before that, right? The Shkia before that. So the question is, how could Oine Samuch Leveset be the Reise if Veset is the Rabbonim? So that's what the Noi Debut is dealing with. He gives Mamish a Goinish Atelitz. Goinish Atelitz. He says like this. He says, Hine, Lamandom of Vesister Reis, Lamandom of Vesister Rabbonon, he says, how's it shaykh to be chayiv achatas by Yonis The Gemara talks about only some of the vessel. If somebody's with his wife and she becomes a nida, you chayv a chattas because you have no right to be with her. With the reise. How's that possible? So that's his kasha. So he says like this. And he starts off, he says, Havad if you hold this as machte no kasha. If you hold this, the reise. So you don't say that a woman becomes an eater. So if that's the case, so he says, listen to what he says. He says the emes is that oint isra of oin is samach levesel is a very interesting isra. Because midaraisa is it the deal of an eater. The isha benidas to moso. A woman when she's an eater, you're not allowed to live with her. That's the way the Torah says the isha. Right? The oin samach levesel is that the Torah is telling you now to be with your wife before she becomes an eater. Something by the Behuda. We're making a mistake to think that the opinion who says Vesta is to Rabbanon is because he holds there's no such thing as a Vesta. Of course there's such a thing as a Vesta. But Kineged the Vesta, you have a Cheskes time. So every time you have a Vesta, let's say a woman became an eater this particular day. Now the next month comes that day, that hour. Kineged the veset, you have a cheskes tahara that she's not an eider. So the way he understands the noida biyuda, you have a chazoka kineged chazoka. It's not that the veset doesn't exist. The veset exists midrash. Kineged the veset that's telling you that she's going to become an eider, you have the cheskes tahara of the woman that she's not an eider. Maybe even without a bedika, it's a chazoka kineged chazoka. That's why Vestas are the Rabbonon. Vestas are not the Rabbonon because they don't exist. Vestas are not the Rabbonon, are the Rabbonon because they tackle creator in the Reisen. But you also have a Chazoka in the Reisen. So they cancel each other out. So the Mandom who says Vestas is the Rabbonon is not that he holds it again. He starts off by saying Vestas is the Rabbonon means we loyamin and oirach bismanibo. He says, if that's the case, listen to his guidance. The Gemara says in Gittin that if a person says, Hareze gite echsho achas koidim misosi. Right? So the Gemara talks about being like chelos petrume. She's Eishes Kohen. Every minute, she has a question, her husband died. Her husband died. She can't have truma. Right? If even before he dies, he's giving her a get shoach koidim misosi. So it could be divorced. So the Gemara says like this. L'shem ha-meis lo'y chayshinam. This is the Gemara in Gittin Chofches. Chofches ha-meis. L'shem ha-yomos chayshinam. Maybe he will die. We are chayshish. What does that mean? Every person is going to die. Every person is going to die. So if you ask, is a person going to die? The answer is yes. Did he die? No, he has a cheskes chay. So any moment that you're going to analyze, is he dead? The answer is, he has a cheskes chai that he's still alive. If you're going to say, does he have a chazoka that he won't die? No, he actually has a chazoka that he will die. Says the Gemara in Gittin, once he triggers, if a lady stam has an old husband, and Aisha's Kohen, she has an old husband, he's 120 years old. Oichelas petruma b'cheskes shehu chai. She doesn't have to worry, even if she's been out of touch, she can eat truma. He has a cheskes chai. But if she has a get, koidem misasi, shemo yomus chayshino. Because that shemo yomus is not against the cheskes chai. Yeah. Zokta noy de bihude, oyne samuch leveset is not connected. Oyne samuch leveset just means the Torah prohibits me to be with this woman before she becomes an eater. So in order for you to eliminate that, you have to say it's a chazoka, she won't become an eater. There's no such chazoka. The gewaldige chav. Zogt er, his chav is, memela, so basically, Vestas is the reis. Kineged Vestas is the reis, you have a cheskes tahara. They collision. Now there's a new issue called, oyne samuch leveset. You can't be with her koidem leveset. Koidem she becomes tomei. Is she going to become tomei? Yes, very possibly. Well, the Torah says you can't be with her before that period of time where she's oimei too. Does look down. He says, so just like you say in Gittin, Shema meisu neged chazoka, avol shema yomus leimar chazoka b'hochet, upirish, odom yesh lecheskes chayim, כמו שהוא חי עד עתו, עדיין הוא חי זוק תנאי דבי. יסתו לו לא. אבו לא אודום חזוקו שלו יומוס, אין חזוקו. לא סנאמה חזוקו. שערי ועד היומוס. ולכן בכל שור חי שינון, שברגע הזה, next minute, he could die. כאשר עובר השור, לא יחי שינון שכבר מייס, וזה פשוט. ומגי, מעטה, כבי כל אישו, כל אישו יש לו חזקסטהר, שריח שביתו הוירו, ולא יחי שינון שם כבר נתמו. בתומס נידה. שזה נגד החזוק. אבו, אין לו איש חזוק שלא יתיר נידה, אך השור, שאין בכל צריך חזוק, שרי פעם אחת עשית לו לפני נידה. She's going to see נידה. Right? שהרי לא תתעורר לעולם. She's not going to be tore forever. אורך בזמן לבוא. ולכן, איקו למחש בכל של שם אותי. ולכן, וסטויס, לעניין לשם אין סומת לבסטו, לכולם מן התואר. מה משהו, הגוין יש לכם. Neu de Beard is the first one to come up with this Einfall.
You get a Neidish for it?
You'll get, no, you'll get Yoiver Lav. The Gemara talks about it in the context that she becomes an either when you're with her. So now the question is, are you plucked from a Chattis? So the Halach is, if somebody was allowed to be with his wife and she became an either while he was in the act, he's Einus, he's plucked. But if he wasn't allowed to be with her, then he's Chai. So the Gemara brings it in that context. If a guy is with his wife, Somu Chodesto. Now he's only going to be over the love. He's not saying you get a love of Nida. He's saying you get this love of being with your wife. Somu Chodesto. That's his whole point. And connected that, there's no Cheskes Tach. The Goinus of the Neid Yudas Vort here is, he basically is preserving the concept of a vest being the Raisa. At the same time, the Isser vest is not the Raisa because it has a Cheskes Tahara supporting it. And therefore, if Lu Yitzu you could take out of your basket and Issa, that's connected to Veset and is not fighting a Cheskes Tahara, you're in business. And that's what happens by Yoinus Samach Leveset. That's
when
the
she's at, when,
I'm just giving you this as a Hakdama as before we go into the
Sefer. When she has the vest, why aren't you afraid Shematira after the vest? The same Shema Yomos, you have Shematira after the vest?
Again.
But when she has...
Give me a case.
B'shas Vesta. Yeah.
B'shas
Vesta. Why are you not afraid that she's going to have the vest after, the Nerea afterwards?
You are.
Because of Sarah. Because of Sarah.
No. I think we're asking what we're doing. You're asking the question. The halacha is, if your whole vest is the rabbanon, and a woman had a vest, and it even passed, and the husband is with his wife, if your whole vest is the rabbanon, there's no iser in that, even though she wasn't baidek, whether she became an eid. Why? So we understood to achibonoi the behuda zokin zeh. We understood that vest is the rabbanon. It means that midaraisa, we don't say erich bismalibo. Midaraisa, there isn't a concept called vesed. Says maybe you know you're making a mistake. The vesed of erich bismalibo is there midaraisa. Connected that is a cheskes tahara. The cheskes tahara, and therefore you can't say a woman who her vesed passed to say she became anida without having the knowledge other than the vesed passed. You have a cheskes tahara. Just like the Ashes Kohen has, that she could say, My husband didn't die, I could continue eating truma. But if I'm not eating truma before he dies, because maybe he will die, then I can't eat truma. Because for that, Shamayomas, that's Yechashi. That's the point. Okay. Keeping this in mind, keeping this point of the Neid B'Yudah in mind, we have to understand that the Neid B'Yudah is beautifully explaining Oynes Samach Leveset. He's beautifully explaining the opinion that holds Vestis to Rabbon. Mamash, I'm telling you, until this Neid B'Yudah came, any ray that you will see on this topic is all after this Neid B'Yudah. Neid B'Yudah is the one that explained to us how you could hold Vestis to Rabbonin, you could hold Oynes Samach Leveset. I'm not aware of any Kadman before him that explained that. But now that the Neid B'Yudah explained that to us, now it's difficult to understand. How does anybody in fact hold this argument is very strong? How does anybody hold Vestis to Raisa? Why doesn't Cheskes Tahara win? Just like Cheskes Chai wins. Cheskes Chai wins by a 120-year-old Kohen, an ailing 120-year-old Kohen, even though he will die, and maybe soon, but every moment, the Cheskes Chai ends up prevailing. That's the Neid B'Yudah's argument. That's how he's explaining how the Man Damol Zvest is the Rabbona, that the Cheskes Tahara wins over or counteracts the Eirach Bezmani Bo. So why does anybody now, that he doesn't explain.
It's
a Reyesa, but the Reyesa shouldn't be, the Reyesa shouldn't be worse than every Reyesa that you have in Shas, and that's what he's saying. Kenega the Reyesa, you have the Cheskas, you have the Cheskas Tahara. Meaning, why? The basic question is, why? All I'm bringing down based on this Lady Beat is, why don't we say that the Cheskas Tahara of the woman? Now, why am I introducing it with this Noida Behuda? It's a very sadistic Noida Behuda. I'm starting this because as we're talking about Daya Shaita and the Dalad Noshim, and so it's very important for us to understand what's the Cheskas Tahara of a Nida. What is that Cheskas Tahara that every Nida has? So the Noida Behuda is arguing that even a woman who goes in, not a Vusulekas Domim, Adarabah, a woman who has a cheskas royeh, she still has a cheskas tahara. You understand? That's why it's important to have a havon of this Noida Behuda when we go into the sugya, because the Noida Behuda is talking about a regular woman who's not from the Dalad Noshim. She's a woman that has a chazaka to see. She has a chazaka to see. She's not from the Daya Sha'ata woman. And she has a veset. And in spite of that, says the Noida Behuda, we still have a chazaka, which is called cheskas tahara. How does that play into this whole thing?
Now I'm going to. The Rav said that the Gemara said it's a pasuk. So I don't say so.
Who?
I thought the Rav said that the Nevamah, the Gemara said it's a pasuk. Would be exact. The Rav is saying now it's just this whole thing.
There's a machlokes rishonim in Nevamah whether the hizartam is the Gemara reads as a duras. It's a pasuk.
Yeah. So
if you hold it's the Rabbanim.
No, forget it.
If you hold it's the Raisa, then we have a problem. His kasha was, it's not his kasha, many is. If you hold it's the Raisa, your Vestas is the Rabbanon. How does that work? So he answered that. But now that he answered that, in the process of him answering that, he said every single woman, nothing to do with that, every single woman has a Cheskas Tahara, which counteracts an Oirach Bezmane Bo.
Right, but there's a pasuk. So the pasuk is exactly a kasuv, and
the pasuk is only for Oynos Omer Leveset. The pasuk doesn't say once the veset goes by that you can't be with the woman. That is, it only says you should separate before.
Right.
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about now the time frame went by, and she didn't. If you hold vestas to Rabbanan, what does that mean? That means a woman had a need on a Friday, had a veset on Friday. So Friday morning, she's not allowed to be with her husband because of this new pasuk. No, the Gemara explained to us that pasuk. Shabbos morning, if you'll vest this to Rabbanan, Shabbos morning, he could be with his wife. Right? With the rice. Then the Gemara says, how could that be? How could Friday morning, that was his whole question, how could Friday morning be also with the rice? Right? Because it's close to Shabbos morning, because it's close to Friday night, and Shabbos morning, he could be with his wife with the rice. What's going on? Says the Gemara, not a kasha. Because Friday morning, it's an anticipation issue. Since the whole thing is we're in advance, right? Anticipating this issue, there's no chazaka helping us. Cheskas Tahara. Therefore, it's also midaraisa. Shabbos morning. Now you want to say this woman has a cheskas tuma? No, she doesn't. She has a cheskas tahara. All I'm saying is that the Noda Behuda has so strengthened the argument of Vestas Rabbanan. By him saying that the one who holds Vestas to Rabbanan really holds Vestas to Raisa, just Cheskas Tahara wins. So now we have to go rethink every woman has a Cheskas Tahara. Really, how could anybody say, not Oyna Samach Leveset, how could anybody say that after the Veset that's the Raisa? Without a Bedik. Okay, I'm leaving that open for a moment. One other question I want to bring down, which was a Yankif was Oyman on this, which is the first Toysis in Nida. The Toysis talks about a very interesting question, which affects the whole Perek, actually. Toysis explores why don't we say Safik Tumim B'Shus HaYachid. I don't know if Taylor went through that Toysis. It's the first Toysis in Nida, that big Toysis. Goes through a whole shtickle term. Why don't we say that Safik Nida should be a Safik Tumim B'Shus HaYachid, if it's B'Shus HaYachid? It's fake atomic. And he goes through a whole with Das L'Shul and not Das L'Shul, all the gedorim of when we say something to it. At the end, he says like this. He says, V'yeish loymar, he says, the aft birshus harabim, even if our perek of kol hanashim was in birshus harabim, right? Rishus Rabban, by the way, is not so big for Tumah. Three people is ready Rishus Rabban for Tumah v'Tahara. So he says, even Rishus Rabban, loy netayer mishum cheskes tahara. And he says, what's the reason? He says, because loy afinam misaita mishum sheisa shiras. He says, loy gavlim saita el safik maga. Only a safik maga. Whether something was touched or wasn't touched, that's a shayla Rishus Rabban's fikator. He says, but here, by a woman, Anida, like Amim said, Tumas Maga, but like Tumas Riyah. That's what he says over here. So Rabbi Yankov brought down a Rish, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Mikarkusha, that asked the same kasha as Taisus. And he says that the reason why the woman, why we don't say Safak Tumah, is because the Tumah comes from the woman herself. The Saita is not coming from the woman herself. By Nida, it's coming from the woman herself. Kind of, what's the chiluk? Where it's coming from? By Saita, it's the same. It's the same issue. Meaning, the event makes her tame. What's the meaning? Why is that? What's the svara to be mechalik? Or Rabbi Yitzchak Akushi is saying that the tum is coming mikoyach. He doesn't just use the lashon of Tosfos maga. It's not just tumas maga. It's here. It's a different type of tum which is coming intrinsically from the ish itself. Why should that make a distinction? So I'll get to where Bianca's teretz was, but now we'll go into the sugya. So the Mishnah says, I wanted to touch the two parts of the sugya. The beginning of the sugya, the Mishnah Daf Zayin, which everybody did already. I'm sure Tess is still fresh, right? Tess should be very fresh, right? Today, right? Yud is zecher fresh. Today was Tess, right?
Today's Yud.
Today's Yud. Okay, so we're there. So we were there. So the Mishnah says, Kol. At the end of the Mishnah on Zion and Beis, when do they say Daya Shaita? Beriyah Rishon. Right? Here we're talking about the Dalad Noshim. So when do we say Daya Shaita? But the Dalad Noshim are not Matame Meisleis, because they're Beches Kasim Sulek as Domi. Right? That's only Beriyah Rishon. Avo Bishniyah Matame Meisleis. But by the second Riyah, the Matame Meisleis. That's already a tremendous chush. I'm sure the Ulam was schwitzing on that, because whether you hold like Rebbe or Rashbag, which is what the last two Dafim were talking about, right? Whether you hold B'shtepom, Abichazor, B'shloishpom, Zicha, you don't get a Chazor. One time doesn't change it. One Riyah shouldn't change a Chazor. For sure not. Right? But the Mishnah says, Avol B'shniya, Metami Me'ezleis. Now you may think, well, you know what, let's take the easy road. Even though many Rishonim say not like that, which I'll show you. Let's take the easy route. Maybe it's going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Riyah Shniyah is Rav Shimon Gamliel, right? That's why I had asked Oilon to look up the Medayik and Rashi and Tosfos on Davyud. I don't know if Oilon saw Tosfos on Davyud. They both say, Rashi and Tosfos both say, that the first Riyah that makes the Chazakah doesn't count. Meaning, let's say the Chazakah is happening in the second Riyah. You have a woman who's Becheskes Mesulik Damim, and now she has two Riyas. So when she gets the second Riyah, she's Becheskes Misul. She's Becheskes Roya. Right? That Riyah that makes her Becheskes Roya doesn't count. We say Daya Shaita still. We only say she's Metame Meis Leis the following Riyah. For some reason, it's inexplicable. We'll go through different Svaralach. What it could be. The Chassam Sofer learns it to Meikra Hadin. And Avariah from Tosfos like the Chassam Sofer. Not the Chassam Sofer. Avariah Tosfos understood it like the Chassam Sofer. It's Meikra Hadin. For some reason, if you look on Daf Tes Amud Beis, there the Gemara talks about a Tinoika Shalohi Giazman Alibais. So that's a little bit of a different case, right? It's the first, right before the wide lines in Rashi on Tes Amud Beis. Tinoika Shalohi Giazman Alibais Varaso, Pam Rishoino Dayashai. Shniya Dayashait. Shlishis Arehi Kakolanoshi. Right? So Rashi Bavarns, why does it take three times? The Mishnah says the second time already. So Rashi says, Ta'afal Gavel Gabi Besula, Stomin Bimastit and Tanam Bamon Dayan Shaitan, where you'll be shown out with Bishnima Tamez Leis. Rashi says, Hani Mili Bihigias Manaluros. She's Becheskas Misulekas Domin, true, but she's already of the age to see. So then what? That's the question. Then what? So listen what he says. The domim mitzuyim bo. Now, when he says Mitzuyim Bah, he doesn't mean in her, because she has never seen yet. So Rashi means Domim HaMotzi in somebody like her, meaning somebody like her, not her, she never saw, but somebody like her is already Motzi Domim, right? It's Motzi Domim. Zot Rashi, therefore, listen, look at Rashi's Lashon HaZohar. Ubechodo Zimno is Chazko. Rashi's not saying that nothing happened there. Rashi's saying, in fact, one Riyah made a Chazoka, the main either, the Sefer main either. And Rabbi Yankiv Emden both ask, Teichon Matzinu, not Rabbi, not Rav Shimon Gamli, who holds one time as a Chazoka? That's why it's a Rashi. Rashi says, Bechodo Zimno is Chazko. So Rashi then Rashi has the $1 million question. If it's Bechodo Zimno is Chazko, so why is she only Mitame Meis Leis by the second Riyah? By the first Riyah, she should be Mitame Meis. So Rashi, so right away he says, Aval zu shein u yil rois tricha shet es chazik ve chazuk o gemur. U betrays him ni havi chazuk. Tomas titin rebi, ikid mucho lakamon. Hilkoch pishtei riyas havi chazuk u beshlishes titma meizles. U bahi riyo des chazka bo loy gozu bo abonu tumu lama freya. Rashi says an interesting thing. That even though a nida becomes tome cheskas roya after one riyo, By a besula she gives man a lewis. We don't know why that is. It's very vague, but Siddur Hazach Rashi says, right? One time is a chazak already. Rashi says, but still in all, the chazal won't masaka matama meis leis by that riyah that turns the chazak around. He says, ki heichi the besula the masnitan, the gives man a lewis machaska b'chadu riyah. Meaning he says, the mishnah does zayin on the base. So over there we say that right away it becomes a chazok after one riyah. Still we don't say meislay, still the second riyah. Is a riyah that the riyah that makes the chazok doesn't count for meislay. For meislay halachas, they don't kick in. Because of me, you have to absorb, Rashi saying like this, meislay comes v'chalta v'savata. First you get the chazok, you swallow it. Next time, you matam meislay. There's no... Doesn't seem to be any halachic logic to that. You have a chazaka. So done. Chazaka, done. I want you to know, this is not, I'm not being Moiris. The Rashi and Ritva Moiris. Because the Rashi and Ritva actually learn, not like Rashi. They don't learn the first time becomes a chazaka. Even by a Higiyas Manalois. They learn you need two Riyas to make it. And they learn, you know why it's Metami Meisle, it's the second Riyas? Because you have two Riyas. And that Riyah that makes the Chazaka, already it goes Meis Leis. You understand? So the Rashba and the Ritva learned the din of our Mishnah, not like Rashi. Rashi's saying one Riyah changes a Chazaka. She's now not Becheskes Misul Gdamin. Right? So let her be Tomei Meis Leis. No, let's absorb it. Next time. Right? The other Rishem say, no, you don't get a Chazaka like the Meinid is saying. With, how do you get a chazaka? There's a one time. Two times there's a chazaka. The Rebbe's Mishnah's going like Rebbe. Or I'll tell you another sheet, the Bedek Abayis is even a bigger chiddush, which we'll get to. But takes two times, and the second time is in fact when the Mishnah says, Bameh Dvar Mamurim, and the Mishnah says only, Bameh Omru, and the Mishnah says, Davka, Avo, Bishniyim, Etam, and says, it doesn't mean because you already had one Riyah, it means because you have two Riyahs. And this Riyah counts. Sai, it makes we could like lahavdil the Democrats say we could impeach and we could legislate, we could chew gum and walk. And echanami, it makes a chazoka and matami meislays. Why can't you do two things at the same time? You're doing two things at the same time. Matami meislays, and then that taka the Rashi and the Ritva learn. That's how they learn the Mishnah. But Rashi says no. That really does, and therefore Rashi says basically Rashi says like this: there's two kinds of chazokas. A woman who igias manal lerois. She just, her history is that she didn't see yet. She's called an Isha Shadamim Mitzuyim La. And therefore one time makes a chazak. A woman who's a Tinoika Shalegi Azman Alirais, she needs what he calls a chazak of Gemura. For her it takes two reads at least. According to Rebbe. According to Rashi, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, there won't be a Tumas Eis Leis till the... till the fourth time. By a tinoika shalei yizman aliris. You understand? According to Rashi, by a tinoika shalei yizman aliris, you need three times to make a chazaka. So then you swallow that for chalta v'savata v'rachta, and then the fourth, then should be matam
beis. According to Rebbe, not.
According to Rebbe, not. According to Rebbe, second be. Second. Rashi himself says that. I'm not saying that. Rashi says it. Rashi says that tinoika shalei yizman aliris takes taka 2 riyas because you need a chazaka gemura, and then that the second riyah is not meis leis because the one that makes the chazaka doesn't count for meis leis purposes. The third riyah, that which means that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you need 3 riyas to make the chazaka. You're gonna have 3 riyas, and the meis leis is first gonna be on the fourth. That's what comes out according to Rashi. Chiddush Gadol. That's Rashi Shita. According to the other Rishonim, according to Rebbe, the second time will be mazed, and according to the Chachamim, the third time will be mazed. According to Rashbag, right? We'll call it the Shitas Chacham, but according to Rashbag, who holds you need 3 times, the third time will be mazeless. Now, you have a better Kabbalist that wants to say, like this, 3 times will work according to everybody, meaning by the third Riyah, everybody would agree she's Matami Meisleis. And that is because it's easier to make a chazaka by Nida than it is by other areas in Allah. Because in this same Svara that we brought down from Rabbi Yisrael HaKushi, Nida, the tumor comes from her body, it's more oval, and therefore even the Chachamim agree, even if Shimon Gamliel agrees, that 2 times is enough to make a chazaka. But that's another opinion. Why? What's Pshat and Rashi? Why would it be that the Riya? Now Tosfos says the same thing. By the way, take a look on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Tosfos Divya Maskel Beroyv Svarit. Tosfos says the fourth line in Tosfos. Diktoni Shlishit Sarei Kikol Anashim. Ainu Mishum Betrays Him the Avi Chazaka. The fourth line in Tosfos. Ubahid mischazka, and that woman, that Riyah, Loimatam says, the Ilu Rashbag, ad revir revis, till the fourth time, Loimatam Meisles. Says Klo. Toysi says Klo, Toysi goes with Rashi Shita, that it takes, according to Chachamim, it'll take 3 Riyahs, according to Rav Shimon, it'll take 3 Riyahs, and then also you have to swallow that, and then you go to fourth. Why? Heichon motzinu veheichon ro'inu, such a thing. What's the pshat in that? Why do you need to absorb the 3 or the 2, accept the chazaka, and then now we'll move on. The dover muzer. We don't find that by other chazakas. We don't find such a thing by other chazakas. That's why I asked Oilam to look up a chazanish. There's also a shemishkop on this, and an orchlener, and there's a lot of Torah on this. The Stipel and Taharis has a piece on this. That maybe there's different types of chazaka. But before we go there, there's a simple way to learn, which is the way the Ramban's Mahalach. But that L'chay Rashi Tosfos are not learning like that. The Ramban's Mahalach is that the Tumah, interesting shita he has, he holds the Tumah of Me'es La'es is a Knas. It's a Knas to Rabbanon because you didn't do B'dik. Huh?
Worse says it.
Wait, one moment. There's 2 kinds of knasas in Allah. Okay, there's a knas where we give you a penalty because you went against, you did a pesach issa. That's 1 kind of knas. There's another kind of knas where we, let's say in Hilchos Shabbos, you'll find if somebody, they were misaken, that even by a davar yovish, there's a michzik mevashel, and if you do that on Shabbos, you put a davar yovish right on the fire, you can't benefit from the food, let's say, right? That takana, that kind of a knas, is not a penalty for the Avera. In order to strengthen the halacha that they're implementing, they gave a halacha of a knas, but the knas will apply to everybody, even the person who didn't do the Avera. The knas would apply even to a shogeg. It's the only way for them to institute, meaning, it basically, if we're going to say there's a chiyuv bedika, and there's no consequences if you don't do bedika, so, it's a chuchot lula. So therefore, we attach that there's such a tumah, and that's going to make you do a bedikah. You understand? It's not the clean. So Ramban says no. The Ramban says you have to look at it very practical. Be'emes, the Chachamim are not saying there's a tumah really of mezuzahs. The Chachamim are giving you a patch for not doing a bedikah. That's all. That's the gather of it. The gather is not a tumah of mezuzahs. The gather is a patch. Says the Ramban. So it's not shaykh to say l'mafreya on a knas. Because let's play this out. The woman had one reef. So she didn't yet lose her cheskas. She wasn't yet becheskas. We're going now on the side that she needs two reefs, right? So she wasn't yet. She wasn't yet becheskas for sure the first reef. She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't require a bedik at that point, right? So until she requires a bedikah, they can't be a tumas meitzvahs. That's the Ramban's einfall. The Ramban's einfall is, so therefore, other chazakas you could say, oh, so now the mafreya, we know that she was tumah retroactively. You can only say that by a tumah that stands on its own legs. But if the whole tumah is a penalty, because you didn't do what you were supposed to do, you can't tell me the mafreya, I should have done that. That's the Ramban's achat. You understand? So that's how the Ramban is learning. Okay. It's not a problem. That's the Ramban's mouth. I'm telling you that the Ramban's Yusoy is based on understanding that the Bedika, we know, like you're saying, that the Bedika and the Tumah Meisleis went together. And they implemented one because of the other. We know that. But past this, you learn, Chazal implemented a Tumah called Meisleis. Because of Dinei Bedikah, they implemented the Tumah. But now there's such a thing called the Tumah Meisleis. That's Pashat how you learn. So unless you're the Sinner, like it's Golden, you're Tumah Meisleis. The Ramban is saying no. The Ramban is saying there is no such a thing as a theoretical Tumah Meisleis because the Tumah Meisleis is a patch. You don't give somebody a theoretical patch. Give somebody a patch because theoretically, you lost your cheskas mesulekas dom inside. I get a patch because I theoretically my friend lost my cheskas. What are you patching? So give me a theoretical patch. Don't give me a real patch. That's the Ramban's approach. What's the right? So I have a right. Rashi doesn't hold that way because Rashi applies this rule as well to a basula where there is a chir bedika. Rashi applies the same rule to a basula. Shehigias manalurais. Well, there is a chiyuv b'dikah. So Rashi came on like the Ramban. That's number one. Number two, that's number one. So Rashi, it's not a kasha on the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't look like Rashi. Ramban doesn't have to look like Rashi. I'm just telling you that the Ramban's mahalas doesn't work in Rashi. Because Rashi applies this lundus that the oiseriya shuchsikaba, there's no tumas meisleis, even on a woman who does have a chiyuv b'dikah. That's number one. Number two, I've arrived from Tosfos. Look what Tosfos says. On that view, that same Tosfos we just discussed. Tosfos says, here's a kasha. He says, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says if somebody keeps on doing averas, so we kill him. Sanhedrin says, Bezdin kills him. Machtisim Moisil will keep him. The same, basically the same. It's a similar to Benzor Moira de Gemisa. Right? Yom Zaka va Yom Eschai. Right? But you only do that to somebody as a chazok that he's doing averas. He doesn't have a chazok, he's doing averas. So you don't, the whole, you're doing it to save him. So it says over there that in order to, according to Shimon Gamliel, a guy would have to get Malkus three times for the same Avera, again, again, and again, in order to give him a straw, he gets Malkus, he does it again, but that's for Shimon Gamliel. According to Rebbe, you only need two times. So look what Tyson says, he quotes the Gemara, Ube Perikus, right? That one that they're machzik you with, is we don't count. So why over there are they machnas l'kipi after two? They should have to wait three. Even according to Rebbe. What kind of kasha is that? According to the Ramban. Mayim Shemitah Eitzel HaSina. The Ramban is saying that this whole idea that the time that you change the chazaka doesn't go meisleis, the whole concept, he says, is only because since you have we're only trying to encourage you to do a bedikah. We're penalizing if you're not doing a bedikah, so we're not going to penalize you retroactively. We'll have to do it here. Here we know, now you're muchzik to do others. We're trying to save you. What's that though? So then Itaka says, we're trying to save you. We don't want to wait another time where you do another Avera. We're trying to save you. According to Ramban, the whole thing doesn't begin. So what I'm trying to say is, Sai according to Tosfos, Sai according to Rashi, that Mahalos is not the Mahalos. Taka the Chassam Sofer is Chidushim here in Nida. On that says, the Chassam Sofer Taka says, that according to Rashi, it's Meikir Adin. That doesn't explain why, that Riyah that makes the Chazaka, for some inexplicable reason, doesn't apply. Now, Chazanish explores another avenue to explain this whole inyan. There's two Chazanishim. There's one in Simen Peches and there's one in Simen Kuf Aleph. I asked Oilin to look up the one in Simen Kuf Aleph. Chazanish, he analyzes Chazokas. There's two ways to look at a Chazaka. Shohamuid, Chazakas. Anytime you have three times Chazaka, two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is, says the Chazanish, and this is not, he's not the first one, meaning there's many Achronim, this is Rav Shem. All the Rav Shem, Shkop has Arichas on it, even before that, Rav Yosef Engel. One way to look at it is that the Chazaka is what we would call a Siba. Siba means the actual occurrence contributes to the change. So it's not that the events let us know what was here before. You understand? Like, let's say, Cheskas Gimul Shonim by Karkovs. Right? It's the same idea. You have the same thing. They learned it from Shamuud. According to the first side of the Gemara, Holcheyusha, they learned it from Shamuud. So the Chazanish here says, in Kuf Aleph, this is right here, Oizai. He says that there's two ways to understand Chazaka. And he says one way to understand Chazaka is that it's Mishane. The Chazaka changes the woman. So meaning, the woman sees once, she sees twice. Well, let's say it takes three times. Three times. Then she changes. The other way to look at it is, no. The three times, basically, the three or two times, depending on who you hold like, is there to let us know that it's not coincidental. Meaning, the woman, now we see she sees blood. Oh, L'chaira, she's a woman that's bleeding. Not, maybe it's just coincidental. Okay, number two. It happens again. Now, Rebbe says, okay, it's not happening. It's no longer, it's not coincidental. That's one way to look. Chachamim say no. Two times, it could also still be coincidental. Three times, not coincidental. Or do we say no? The Riyah tells us that a change has taken place. Says the Chazanish, those are the two ways to learn. He says, and therefore he says, Hariyah Rishayna Kfar Hoya Mitzar Ateva Hatovu Abo Memela Nitmo L'mafreya, says the Chazanish. So the Chazanish sees these two tzadim as the two different ways to understand our shaila at hand of Dayashat and not Dayashat. By the way, it's an endless, this is an endless topic. I'm just telling you, there's another Machlokes Rishonim, because as we go on in the sugya, today's after Yoram Davyud, Yoram Machlokes Amagoyim, which the Gemara based on the Machlokes Tanoyim, if we say that a Riyah Achas works by a Muberis and a Menekes, right? You had Rav and Shmuel, right? You had Rav Yechanan, and the Gemara wanted to be Matlin and Machlokes Tanoyim, right? Over there also the Achronim asked the same question. They ask, how in the world could you say that one Riyah would change Bishloimas, Kano, or Psula? You could say, no, once you have one Riyah, you have Rashi. You know? Once you have one Riyah, by Psula, Rashi says, since Dom and Mitsuyan law, so once you have one Riyah, it's it. And by Kano, Rashi also gives us four. When you have one Riyah, you go, oh, you know what? Maybe I made a mistake. She's not as Kano. She's not the, you know? She's not menopause. She's not. One Riyah. But Muberis and Menekes, we know they are. Because there's a Siba that's stopping the Dam. Right? So how can it be that by Muberis and Menekes, how is it shaykh to say that after one Riyah, that you should knock off the what we know is being Masalik the Dam? That's the question that many of the Achronim ask by us in the Sugi, right? To understand. Now the Tosfos Rosh makes, in fact, a distinction between a skena and a besula. He actually makes this distinction. He says the whole idea of Rashi, that the Riya that changes the chazaka doesn't have me'es la'es to it, says the Tosis Rosh, that's only by a besula. But by, who never saw? But by a skena, if she has a Riya now which changes her status, that Riya also already has a Tumah Me'es La'es. Which, by the way, is also not like the Ramban, obviously. According to Ramban, you can never have such a thing. According to Ramban, any time you didn't have a Chiyuv B'dika before, you can't have Me'es La'es. Me'es La'es is basically a ticket. You got a ticket, the officer pulls you over. Where's your B'dika, sir? Right? License registration. Where's your B'dika? No B'dika? Here's a ticket. If the officer pulls you over, he says, where's your B'dika? And you say, well, I have a 30-day temporary, he can't give you a ticket. Same thing. According to Ramban, any person that could respond to the officer, I didn't have a Chiyuv B'dika, they don't have a Tumah Me'es La'es. So that's not the Tosfos Rosh Hashanah is not like Ramban. Tosfos Rosh is saying that a woman, it depends on the reason why the woman is Mesulekes Dam. If she's Mesulekes Dam because she's Psula, then Taka, we have Rashi Sfora, that the Riyah itself that changes the Chazaka, there's no Me'es La'es. It has to be the next Riyah. Whereas, if she's a Skena, and that's why she's Mesulekes Dam, then that Riyah will count, and she'll be Taka Tomei Me'es La'es. Well, the reason I'm bringing that, and I mean, there's so much more cooking over here, I'm bringing that just to show you that as we're trying to zero in what the Chazaka is, strange Chazaka is going on here. One Chazaka Rashi says, if the one time, then it's something which is called Chazaka Gemura. That's another time, meaning a Psula Sheloi Yizman Aliroiz, she needs a Chazaka Gemura. Two times, or three times. A Stama woman who never saw, who's also Becheska Zaini Roya, but she's not, it's not, it is Dama Mitzuyim Law, one time changes the Chazaka. All these things. So Yisrosh is now adding another vague concept. Oskena. Askeno, who also went three Imus without seeing, she was also Becheska Zaini Roya, but her, once she changes the Chazaka, that Riya that changes the Chazaka is Metamonist. I'm not trying to make it more fuzzy, I'm trying to clarify it, I'm just showing you a not a vague Inyan here. So, this is what the Chazanish is throwing out, the possibility that there are two types of Chazaka. There's a chazaka that's mishana the teva. He says a chazaka that's mishana the teva doesn't work l'mafreya. It's not logical it should work l'mafreya. Chazaka that's mishana the teva, so it didn't change yet. Till it happened, it didn't change. So if the chazaka is changing the teva, you can't say that. Then what Rashi and Tosfos are saying is it didn't change yet. The teva didn't change yet till it completed itself. So you can't tell me, now I'm going to be Matami Lamafreya. Lamafreya is based on she was Becheskes Roya. That didn't change it. If it's a simon, then you could say, now I have a simon. So now that's how the Chazanish wants to address this possibility. Now, the Minchas Moshe asked the kasha that I asked you, which is that L'chaira, a woman who's Muberes and Menekes, there it should make sense, b'chlap, that it should work in a retroactive way. Because there you should need a full-fledged chazaka. The Minchas Moshe says like this. He says it's really a plea. He says, l'shmul v'rab yechana, right? Besulus came in Matamas Meis Leis Periyashim Shnia. Adam Uberus Omenekas Dayan Shaita. So he says, that I understand. That I got clear, he says. No problem, he says. But if you hold not like that, Lachem, it's Zorach Beer. The Honicha Besula, Shigi Yasman Leroy's Domin Mitsuyim, but he quotes that Rashi. He doesn't quote Rashi. He's saying Rashi Sfora. Domin Mitsuyim Wa. He says, so then you could say, Veruyo Li Yisroya. Also, Shabbat the Muchzekas Kfar, but Pam Rishon Yisharasa, Sha'ach Shav Maschil Alurus, Omnam Biskeinu V'chein Uberes V'menekas L'Rav, the Habachazok V'cheskas Mizulekas Dom De'in Dom and Mitzvim Tzorv Beer. My time is Sadish at the Schazik, but Pam Achas Li Yisrael. Then my Shnomei Tinekas, Shaloi yas man al rois. The tzorich lahachzik oisam. V'achanali elishim becheskis misulekes dom. And we know the becheskis misulekes dom because they have something doing. They have dam nekar. Muberis has dam nekar v'nasacholov. And Muberis has a virak feidim alav. So we know they have reasons that's being misalek the dam. So that's his kash. This is his problem. Now, we have our summation. Moshe Ezrach. He's from the big Ezrach in Mishpacha. He wrote a sefer on the Sechus Nidin. Minchas Moshe. If you want to know where to get it, HebrewBooks.org. Right here on the daf. It's right here in the sugya. Hebrew Books is a gewaldige library. It's mamish, over 50,000. I used to walk around with suitcases. Yoimim v'layim, everywhere. My wife benches them with all the brothers. I used to walk around with suitcases. Now I have one computer and walk around. Anyway, so the Olsa Meach is grad the oimer on this in Hilchos Mishkev u'Moishev. He's oimer on this issue of mamish Rav Levi. Of why do they hold, how could they hold, that a muberes and menekes, that after one time it could change. He's himself is saying, he says, kedarkei b'kodesh, he says, moira d'kechidish. Let me just get you the exact, Markum, I think it's in Perakei, duchzach. Right? So it's Perakei alochadalot. From what I remember, it's in Perakei alochadalot.
The other thing, the other way.
Okay, so before we read this piece, I'm going to read this piece, and with that, we'll be Kohel of the Inyan. I want to just give you one small hakdome. We find the shaila in the poskim. It starts with Reb Kivega already in the Mishnayos and Shabbos, and the Mogen Avraham and Shemem Gimel and also Shabbos about Bein Hashmoshes. Cheskes Yoyim. Whereas we find a bunch of coolest, you're allowed to do Bein Hashmoshes. Yeah, certain Rabbonon, certain Amidus and Shvusim. So Reb Kivega is Ma'or an unbelievable point. He says, one second. What about Bein Hashmoshes of Matzah Shabbos tonight? L'chayre, Bein Hashmoshes Friday makes a lot of sense that he's coolest. Because you have a cheskes yoyim. Friday was chayil. Now you have a shayla that it becomes Shabbos. Chazoka that it's day still. Right? So therefore, so even though it's a chazoka, so you're shtanis and all the fine zaka, it's chazoka. Right? So l'chayra, but Matzah Shabbos, you have a cheske Shabbos. And now it's twilight zone. Now it's Bein Hashmoshes. So now your suffix is where the Shabbos left. You have a cheske Yoyim. So Kiveigel, in Perek Bama Madlikin, on the Mishnah we read Bama Madlikin, Sofik Hashaykh, Sofik and Hashaykh, he's oimed on this question of Kiveg in the Mishnah. There's a lot of oneness in Kiveg's little pieces in the Mishnah. It's Kedai to learn. It's unbelievable. Kiveg is a Chmeredik. I told the Elam, I used that from Kiveg in Mishnah a lot of times to answer Kashas and Chumash. You know, it says, Atta Tetzavi is B'nai Yisrael. So the Balaturim brings on a Medvish, Atta Tetzavi, it should say, Atta Tetzavi is B'nai Yisrael. Why is it Atta Tetzavi? So Tov is Bigmatria Noshi. Same Gematria, 400. He says, he brings out a Chazal, the Ato Noshin Tzavei, because the women have a Chiyuv, to light Neris. Shabbos, they light the Neris. So that's why it says the extra Tov, because Tumas Shem and Zayis is being Meranis, the Neris Shabbos. You know, the Goyen doesn't let anything go by. Frek the Goyen, so why does the Pasuk continue as B'nai Yisrael? If it's Noshim Tzavei, V'hatat Tzavei, V'yikoy Lechem, what's B'nai Yisrael? So I brought down a Kivega to answer this Goyen. Kivega says that by the Mishnah in Shabbos, it says, Al Shloishel Dvorim Noshim Meshes B'Shas Leivos. It says, Al Shein and Zihivos, or Voshteto, B'nido, B'chalo, B'adlo Kasner. Frekab Kiveger, why does it say Hadlokas Ner? It should say Chalo Nido Ner. It doesn't say Hafroshes Chalo. It doesn't say, right? It doesn't say Hafroshes Chalo. It doesn't say by Nida, Taharas Nida, Pisre Nida. It says Nida. Should say Ner. Why does it say Hadlokas on there? Reb Kiveger on the spot there, he doesn't let one word go by. He brings down a Zayar Chadash that the husband has a chiv to prepare the oil and the wicks. So the woman doesn't have a chiv to do the whole hadlaka, just in there. The hadlaka's in there. If it would say, Shane Zira's been there, it would include the nair, the shem, and the name, the hadlaka's in there. So I said, this is what Kiveg is, Meduik and the Pasuk, answer the Goyim's question. Va'ato noshim tzavei. That they have a mitzvah, but B'nai Yisrael over Yikhu Shem Zayza. The B'nai Yisrael have to bring the Shem Zayza. Anyway, so Kiveger says that in Bama Madlikin it says, it's a strange Mishnah. It says, Sofik Hashecha, Sofik Eino Hashecha. Right? Sofik Hashecha, Sofik Eino Hashecha. Right? Frekab Kiveger, why does it say Sofik Hashecha, Sofik Eino Hashecha? Sofik Hashecha means it's Sofik Eino Hashecha. So Kiveger, Mamish to Bavor in the Shaila. Whether it's a Suffolk Hashaycha Erev Shabbos, or it's a Suffolk Einach Hashaycha Motzei Shabbos. That's why the Mishnah uses a double lush. Morgan Avram actually, in Shemem Gimel, has the Suffolk of Reb Kiveger. Grab. He's not poshut.
But how does he answer it?
No, he doesn't answer. He just says, Lamaisa, we don't say Cheskei. I'm about to explain to you why not. The Sfas. Yeah. The Morgan Avram brings it down. Comes the Sfas Emes, and the Sfas Emes says a Moir de Gevurah. He says like this. He says, we know that there's something called a Chazaka. That's the most powerful Chazaka to make her. Then there's a Chazaka called Asuya Lishtanis. Chazaka Lishtanis is a Chazaka that we know could very possibly change. It's all to change. But then the Sfas Emes says a fascinating thing. So let's say a mikveh. If you have a mikveh that's 40 so. We know that water evaporates. We know eventually the mikveh is going to be less than 40 saw. But when I say right now the mikveh is 40 saw, if you have a shiloh, if you went into the mikveh in 2 days, it's a shiloh. If it had 40, not a 40, it's a chazoka. It's a chazoka, so you're not a chazoka. Listen to Fasimus. He says, Zman, there's no such thing as a chazoka. Listen, why not? He says, it's not just asuya lishtanis. It's not just asuya lishtanis. Zman, every moment is a new moment. So 4 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock is day. Now 4:01 comes in. 4:01 wasn't here yet. 4:01 comes in and says, Rabbis, paskin on me. I'm Mr. 4:01. Zoftes Vasemes! You can't tell 4:01 you have a cheskas yaim. 4:01 says, Ich hab geboren, geboren da. Who am I? Do I belong to this day? Do I belong to that day? Who am I? 4:02 comes in. Who am I? 4:02. Zokdeo. Zman doesn't have a chazok. Murdik. Zman is man. Every moment of Zman. Comes Reb Yankiv Zatzal. And Reb Yankiv says a woman has a goof. And after the chet of the Tzadans, there is a process in the goof. Process is always happening. Process is always happening in the group. So Reb Yankiv, to some degree, no nida ever has a complete cheskes roya and a complete cheskes anyway. The body is, and the emes is that big toises in the beginning of Masechta, he already handles with this idea that a woman is roya tomet. It's not clear what he means. Woman is, she's different than a soita, she's roya tomet. Zokter Bianke, if that's what Ben Yitzchak Mikarkushi, one of the Rishonim means when he says that it's Mikoyach Isha Atzma. That's what Rashi means by us when Rashi says Mitzuyin Bo. The plot is Mitzuyin Bo, but Pamachas Uchzeko. Meaning, it's not that the woman changed. The woman's body is working. The woman's body is working. Anything that's part of the function of the goof of an Isha, which is all chelik of a goof. It's a chelik of a goof. It's better than what we started this year with the Noda Behuda, that a person eventually dies. Yeah, but when a person dies, that's a new status. That means they're not alive anymore. They have a cheskes chai. Now he's a mess. That's a new status. That's a new status completely. Right? Zokdel, Zach Rabbeinu Yitzchak HaKushe, a woman becoming a nida, if she's also oymed now to stop sinning, and then to become tov, and then to become a nida again. It's all a cycle. It's a cycle of events. And that's what Rashi means in the beginning of the sugya. When Rashi says, Sha'adomim mitzuyimba, all we have to see is that Hazay Gates, the goof is working. Once the goof is working, so it's working. This is part of the process of her goof. That's Hazoya Tarab Kitaish, that's what Rashi was saying. And that's what Rashi, when Rashi says Chazoka Gemur, what does he mean? He means a woman who's Lohigias Manalilais. So for her, it's not part of her regular working that she should see. So now when she sees, it's a change of what the goof is supposed to function. It's a change of the goof function. If it's a change of the goof function, then you take it in the Chazoka Gemur. The reason why you don't need a Kolzman, it's part of a cycle. You don't need a Chazoka Gemur. You just need indicators. This is different than Kol HaTorah Kula. You need indicators. Now, I want to read you just Or Sameach. I gave you that. I told me just to read this Or Sameach. It says the Or Sameach, Lufum Talmud and Efshar. He makes a Lushit, the Sayyam Achlik is Tanoim. Im Dayim Kol Yimur, and Adavke Beru Yishoyin, Efshar Tamay was. The Mandom are Tekev Kishukur Ubro. It's another Machlik is Tanoim. When a woman becomes pregnant, how long does it take for her to become Cheskas Eineroy, Tayashait? One opinion says hukar ubro, one opinion says you need three oinus of her not seeing. It's machloikis, machloikis tanoim. Says the Or Sameach, the man domer takeif kishu hukar ubro, adomer mistalka mimeno, oi takeif mishas hanoka, iu soiver, the kol yimei ibur and dayin shaitan, and one rear won't change it. You know why? He says, because that man domer holds that dam nekar v'nasa cholav, which means that for a meinekes to see blood, that means there's a breakdown in her system. There's a breakdown in her system. A breakdown in her system that you need already a chazaka to do. Kolzman, it's consistent with the way she's operating. Then you don't need a chazaka gemura. Dos of Torah Sameach. Abu Hani Tanoi de Omri de Eina Anoka, Sibul Stalkos Hadomen. Then, because they hold, we don't say Dam Nekar V'Nasa Cholov. So then for a woman, if you don't know Dam Nekar V'Nasa Cholov, that means that for a woman to see blood while she's nursing is not a breakdown. So he taka holds, you need to have three oinus of her not seeing blood while she's menekes, because it's not a breakdown in her system. He says, Oz hukarubas ain't hukarubas sibul stalkus adomim. Rak tzorech oinus mamish. He says, if that's the case, Rev Yoisi mamish makes a l'shita sayu. Because these tanoim here are l'shita sayu if they hold dam nekar v'nasa cholov. Remeu says dam nekar v'nasa cholov. He rather says over here, you don't need to have oinus. Because he holds in the goof alone. He mamish makes a l'shita. Rev Shita Bay, havsoka gimel oinus, doesn't say anything. So this really is a mafteach to get a better understanding really in this whole inyan. The chiluk of when you need a chazaka, when you need a chazaka gemur. And therefore we can understand Rashi also, that Rashi is saying that since this is not an indicator, that the whole reason why it works in one time, right, is because it's not something that broke down, it's a function of the goof. So Mamela, here, the Chazanish's whole tukstadim were, is a chazaka sibo or a simen. Here it's a chasiba. Here it's part of the function of the goof. So here, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Here, that's why, here, the re itself, which is considered part of the function of the goof, that taka doesn't count. Now we'll explain why by the gimel oinus, when you have a regular woman that has gimel oinus, then we don't say that that third time doesn't count. Because that, if it's taka breakdown in the system, because I'm telling you very simple, anytime you need a regular chazaka, which is contradicting the pulas haguf of a woman, her regular pulas haguf, then it's working mamish midin chazaka, and then it would follow the rules of a chazaka. And anytime it's a chelik of her regular performance of her goof, then it's an indicator. Takarashi uses lashon huchsika, but huchsika just means it's. Listen, the Rishonim, by the way, this also answers another kasha. Ramosh uses this lalacha. The Ritva says that when a woman makes a hefsek tahara, she's becheskas einoy roya. The Ritva on daf tesvav. We're going to have this Ritva, which means once a woman makes a hefsek tahara and she's clean, she's becheskas einoy roya. Frek the Birka Shmur, Baruch Bear. Here's a kasha. How can you have a cheskas in the right? She's tummy till she counts shiv in the king and goes to the mikvah. The Ritva now dumps on a new kind of chazak. It's called cheskas ein eroge. And it's negel halacha. It's negel halacha because the din that we had on Daf Zayin, which means that a woman makes a hefsek on day one, makes a hefsek on day seven. The middle days count because she's becheskas that she didn't see. Vreka baruch ber, we're becheskas she didn't see. She's still cheskas tumen. So the Ritva on Daf Tezvav is miyashiv. The Ritva on Daf Tezvav says that the moment a woman makes a hefsek tahara, she's becheskas ein eroge. Freka Baruch Ber. We're in Kol HaTorah Kol HaDiyafai. The person could be Tomei with a Cheskes Ein Eroyeh. But according to this word, it's Meturis. Because in Ilchus Nida, we're looking at function. When Rashi says, one time is enough to make a Chazakah. We say, what kind of Chazakah? One time, it's nothing. No, it's a Chazakah. It's an indicator of function. And when there's a Hefzik Tahara, Mayan Ososu, it's a function. That's what I'm trying to tell you. All of these, and that would be miyashet these sugis that we're not wearing our regular chazaka hat because it's a chela, because it was and the mele we don't learn sofik tumim b'shus hayochid from soite, because soite is when the event is associated to the mokum. Here the event is associated to the, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak HaKushi means. We don't say sofik b'shus hayochid because it's not an event that happened here or event that happened here. It's the isha's goof in function. I'll tell you a quick fork on the parasha. The Pasuk says it's a lekimis alech noyach. The very difficult Chazal say it's a lekimis alech noyach. That noyach tzorich sad l'simcha. Noyach needs help. Avram Avinu hisalech lefonai v'yetam. Avram doesn't need help. What in the world is that? What's the title? You all know the famous medrash with the guy who met Elyonavi and he said, Elyonavi, he told him, I'm going here. He said, say Bezras Hashem. He said, no, even not Bezras Hashem. And the marriage brings a bunch of mises till he finally, Nebuch had a bunch of tragedies. He finally said, okay, Bezras Hashem. This is Avram Avinu doesn't need it. And then the marriage even gives a marshal. The marriage gives a marshal with a melech who's going. And in one case, he's pulling the guy out of the pit. And the other case, he says, light up in front of me, Kilo. Kvayochel. It sounds like from the marriage that Avram Avinu, he's a self-running. Self-running vehicle. Avram Avinu. And that's the chilek between Avram Avinu and Noach. Chilek between Avram Avinu and Noach. Stop shouting that. Chilek between Avram Avinu and Noach. How do we understand such a thing? Another kasha, which I'm sure everybody's bought in this parasha, is to try to understand Noach. Noach L'chaira was the most... First of all, he's a tzaddik, you say that. However you want to understand. You and I are here today because of Noach. He was the only one who survived. Against the whole world. Tzadik Yisrael. He had a yeshiva for 120 years. A tefillah. He was trying to be outreach. Tefillah. Not one Baal Tshuva. Go to the old city in Yerushalayim. You'll see every type. You'll see Kalbach and Nanach and Nachnach. And everybody has something. One guy with a guitar on the floor playing like this, and three people this. Another guy has one. This. You have people. One guy told me he's Makarov people with drugs. So I am Halach. You get them high and make this. The guy was really saying, I met him by a chassid. He goes, Rabbi, I have to tell you, I'm Makarov people with drugs. But 120 years to have a yeshiva, not one Malchu. Now one guy walked into the boat and said, hey, Rabbi, I like this. The boat concept. One guy should walk in with a ponytail and say, you know, there's something about this thing that makes me feel good. Can't find one guy. Golden. How could it be? Not one. It's a pill. Bunch of pill. The end of the parasha, there's a fascinating Kleoker. I'm only telling you because it's a gewaltig introduction to Chanukah. Kleoker says, I have to leave in 5 minutes, so you don't have to worry, it's not going to go long. The Kleoker says... Kleoko says, it's a fascinating Kleoko. Kleoko says that the yoina that brought back the leaf to the teva, you should look up this Kleoko, it brought back the leaf, they used the oil from that leaf, it says alizayas. They used the oil from that leaf to light up the teva. That means they were out of oil, and they used that leaf to light up the teva, the oil that was extracted, they had like some oil in the leaf. They used it to light up the Teva. And actually, that was the first nace of Shem. You know, because the Zohar Chodesh says that the mocker of Ner Chanukah is Takan Parashas Noach. Parashas Noach is Ner Chanukah. The mocker is from the Yoiva, right? What's the Shaykhasi? What's Vosu the Yisoid? And more than that, why the whole sending out of the Yoin is a shtickle plea? What do they need to send out a Yoin for? First they send out an Oyer. The Oyer refused to go. By the way, I understand what Oyer went to. If you were the Oyer, you'd be nervous to go also. It's the last min. There's only two Oyer from left on the world. You see how these animals, Mishigoyim, how crazy they go for the baboons and this and that. Right? Maybe this type of baboon is not too many, you know, tracking how many of these type of baboons are here. No. The Oyer, this is the last Oyer in the world, the Oyer of Kapu. He doesn't want to go. I even understand it. What do you have to send anybody out? If you look at the end, you didn't leave the Teva till Hashem told him to leave the Teva. So Hashem will tell you when to leave. You have to send the bird out. You have to go and abuse the animals here that they have to go fly out. What's going on? What's the pshat in there? What's the idea behind it? So I'll tell you what I think you could say here is maybe like this. There's a beautiful Yismach Moshe. Beautiful Yismach Moshe that really explains many Mamori Chazal. They all go to one direction. Parshas Bereishis Vav Bereishis for all the Kibbutz Hashemayim Mesoretz. Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a Sadin. For Rosh, Ein Elam Yachal Lamoi, Sheet Nefim and Midas Arach. Right? Bereishis Baruch Hu Likim. Then it was Hashem. So the obvious question is, so why did the Eibishter create with Din? If Rosh, Ein Elam Yachal Lamoi, the Eibishter knew all along. Why did he wait? And he had Midas Arach. I'll tell you, Gevaldik Yismach Moshe. It says, none of Aviyu died. The Medrash gives a bunch of reasons. Some reasons we know. Chayiv Misa. Mor Alocha Bifnei Rabbi. Chayiv Misa. They went into the Beis HaMikdash Shtu Yayai. Chayiv Misa. But then it says that they never got married. Yismach Moshe says, never got married. That's a Bittul Mitzvah's period of living. Not Chayiv Misa. It's a Bittul Mitzvah's Aseh. Chayiv Misa. Go to the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara says, Yishai Anobi came to Chizkiyo HaMelech. He told him, Chayiv Misa. Not only Chayiv Misa. You're finished. You're gone. Not by the mazel, not. He said, "My kuliyah, Chizkiyahu Melech was a tzaddik. My kuliyah." So what did he tell him? Lo yosakto bepil yivogavim. Chayiv misa for lo yosakto bepil yivogavim. And he had a good cheshbon. But let's say his cheshbon was wrong. Like Yishayahu Navi told him, "Hadi kishrach man alam lo." Chayiv misa lo yisichilo lamapo. Listen to Goyimus of the Yismach Mishnah. He says, Hashem created the world with Midas. Midas Hadin, you can't survive on Midas. Nobody could survive on Midas. Kirega Bapi Chaim Bertzani. Nobody could survive on Midas Hadin. Melech Shemach Lachfoy Dein Foy Dein Mochel. You do one Aver and you finish. Right? Nobody could survive Midas. Zokti Yismach Moshe, the Eibish Tadavka created with Midas Hadin. And then, in order that the world should have a key, he made Midas Hadin. Anybody wants to get Midas Rachman, they also have to worry the world should have a kiyum. Midas Rachman was only introduced so that the world should continue. You want to have Midas Rachman in your life, you have to worry about Yenin. The Eibishter says, I created the world Midas Adin. Rosh Eilim Yochel Amoy Boy. Sheet of Midas Rachman. So Midas Rachman came in only because Rosh Eilim Yochel Amoy Boy. So you have to also be that way. Zokta Yismach Moshe. Yishai Anovi came to Chizkiyahu. He told him, Chizkiyahu says, I know I have affairs. I'm like anybody. But why is he such a Midas Adin? Lo Yisachta B'Pil Yivirivim. Lo Yisachta B'Pil Yivirivim. That is a Midas Adin by you. So he wasn't saying you're going to die because of this. You want to know my Kuli Hai. What's the Midas Adin? None of Adi Yishtu Yayin and all. They had all the things. But why was there such a Midas Adin? Like Oscar opinion. They weren't concerned that the world should continue. They didn't, they have the Chizhtar Reingelegt that the world should continue. Rabbi Yaakov always used to say that the chiluk between Avraham Avinu and Noach was that Avraham Avinu, his main concern was Yen, not Zich. Noach was concerned that his Ruchniyah should stay intact. His Ruchniyah should stay. Avraham was concerned what's going to be with Yen. What's going to be with Yenna's Ruchnis? What's going to be with Yenna's Ruchnis? Avraham was worried about other people. Where's their spirituality? Where are they holding? He says, that's why Noach, if you look at Noach, state in the Medrash, he gave Musa. You think Noach didn't give Musa? Of course he gave Musa. If you look at the Medrash Rabbah, every time he gave Musa, he started his speech, not ladies and gentlemen, he started his speech, Shaitim Shaboyla. You worship stones and things. Shaitim Shaboyla. Zokhtib Yankiv, go a couple of parashiyos down, and you'll see Yankiv Avinu comes to Chorav. And he meets a bunch of shepherds. And the shepherds are the lowlifes. The lowlifes. Exactly, Achai. They're a bunch of lowlifes. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, a shepherd is Pasaladus. Later on, Pasaladus. He comes to a new town, he starts giving them Musar. He tells them, why are you taking lunch break? And they listen to him. And they talk to him. So Reb Yankiv, Achai. Achai. I was medayik like Reb Yankiv because the Novi, when he talks about Noach, says, Sonu Moichiach. It doesn't say, Sonu Teichocha. It doesn't say they hated the Musar. They hated the way it was given. Sonu Moichiach. Sonu Moichiach. It doesn't say, Sonu Teichocha. Memele the Pshat is, Avraham Avinu, he worried about the world. So Memele, he had automatic siyata d'shmaya. Memele, he was worried about the Kiyum HaOlam. He, Memele, had siyata d'shmaya. Memele didn't need the Sarachamim. Noach, if you're going to worry about your own ruchnius, boy, you need help. So your sabbat time. It doesn't mean Avraham didn't see Yad Dishmaim. Avraham had a built-in Yad Dishmaim. Memela, before even the animals could leave the teva, the animals had to show from themselves that they're worried. That they're legging Zechariah. Memela, the yoin had an animal had to go out on behalf of the animals to see what's tutzach in the world. Because the hashchasas ha'olam of the Dor HaMabul was that nobody's there for anybody. Memela, even though the Eibush is ultimately going to tell them when to leave the teva, but there has to be Noach Bavayist. For the year that he was in the teva, he took care of everybody. But now the behemoth, the Chayas Voifus, had to have a representative to show that the Kiyum ha'olam can only be that you're concerned about the Kiyum ha'olam.
I'm going to get a little bit of a